Even as the U.S. economy continues to recover from the recession of 2007 to 2009, people keep leaving the workforce. This means that a growing proportion of U.S. adults is neither working nor looking for work. Last month, the share of Americans either working or looking for work fell to 62.8%, which effectively represents the lowest level since 1977, when women were much less likely to work. While many observers are searching for a single tidy explanation, the fact of the matter is that there are multiple possible explanations for the decline. One is that baby boomers are steadily shuffling into retirement. With the stock market booming last year and with home prices rising in recent years, it may be that a growing number of baby boomers believe that they now possess enough asset value to go ahead and retire. If people want to retire, perhaps they should. Moreover, their retirement would, all things being equal, create more job openings for younger workers. But another possible explanation is that people have dropped out of the labor force because they have abandoned hope of securing employment. That is deeply problematic. For now, we just don't know which theory has greater explanatory power. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.